Hey, it's Otis here. Before we get to the bedtime reading, I wanted to let you know that I just launched a brand new show. It's called The Daily Book Club, a daytime companion to Sleepy, where you hear entire books one chapter at a time, one day at a time. Simple as that. So if Sleepy is how you wind down your day, The Daily Book Club is a great way to start your day. There's new episodes daily. I read in a slightly peppier voice so that you can get really lost in these amazing stories that have stood the test of time. Or, just like Sleepy, you can sit back and relax and zone out to a good book. The first book we'll be reading is The Enchanted April by Elizabeth Von Arnim. Story is, in the 1920s, four women unfulfilled with life take a chance and abscond to a dreamy medieval Italian castle. It's a story dripping with wisteria, the beauty of solitude, and an unlikely pursuit of joy in Portofino, Italy. I think that this is a perfect story for the season, and you can hear it now. Find the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. This show has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited to bring you even more stories. So go subscribe to the Daily Book Club to hear what happens next. Thanks. This episode of Sleepy is proudly sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've listened to Sleepy for a while, you know that I love good food, eating well, and treating my body right so that I can take on my days. Well, ButcherBox helps you do exactly that. They deliver super high quality, 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, crate-free pork, and wild-caught seafood right to your door. It's humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. They have a huge variety to choose from. They are excellent deals. They've got recipes and guides and tips included, and there's free shipping, always. Eating well is a huge factor in getting a good night's sleep, as is sometimes saving the trip to the grocery store and taking some stress out of your daily schedule. I have been loving these deliveries for those reasons. Been cooking up their steak tips with eggs in the morning, with butter and scallions and soy sauce, and I also made a delicious brine chicken roast with lemon parsley gravy. So good. The prices for this kind of quality and convenience is really impressive. ButcherBox has made me very happy. So sign up at butcherbox.com/sleepy and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sleepy and use code SLEEPY to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. butcherbox.com/sleepy. Eat well, sleep well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, and you're listening to Sleepy. A podcast where I read old books to help you get to sleep. And this is a midweek bedtime story. Well, I hope you're having a really great week. I hope you're getting some really good sleep now that the weather's getting a teeny bit warmer and the flowers are out. I've personally loved this change of weather and all the kind of more summery readings I'm inclined to do, which is why I'm going to be bringing you this midweek bedtime story tonight, or collection of poetry, rather, by Walt Whitman. And if you don't know, these midweek episodes are shorter episodes that kind of have a beginning, middle, and end, and our regular Sunday episodes are our longer ones, where I'll get to thank all of our Patreon members who support the show, and if you'd like to support the show as well and get an ad-free version of Sleepy, you can go to patreon.com/sleepyradio and donate $2. I'll also read your name in the opening credits of the next Sunday episode after you donate. If you want to be a part of making the show, go to patreon.com/sleepyradio. And as always, the music you're hearing is by my good friend James Lepkowski, and the cover art for Sleepy is by Gracie Kanan. Well, tonight, I'm going to be bringing you some poetry, which we don't usually do on the show. But as it is May, which is one of my favorite months, not only because my birthday is in May, but because everything is blooming, you finally start to hear these birds that you've missed all winter. So I'm going to be bringing you a series of readings from Walt Whitman's legendary Leaves of Grass. And we're going to be starting with this collection of poems called Birds of Passage. So, I hope you can sleep soundly to the words of Walt Whitman, this collection from Leaves of Grass called Birds of Passage. But now is the time for you to fluff up your pillow just how you like it. Feel yourself melt into your bed. Get real comfortable. Close your eyes. And let me read to you. Birds of Passage, Song of the Universal. Come, said the muse, sing me a song no poet yet has chanted. Sing me the universal. In this broad earth of ours, amid the measureless grossness and the slag, enclosed and safe within its central heart, nestles the seed perfection. By every life, a share more or less, none born, but it is born, concealed or unconcealed, the seed is waiting. Lo, keen-eyed, towering science, as from tall peaks the modern overlooking, successive, absolute fiats issuing. Yet again, lo, the soul above all science, for it has history gathered like husks around the globe. For it, the entire star myriads roll through the sky. In spiral routes, by long detours, as a much tacking ship upon the sea, for it, the partial to the permanent flowing, for it, the real to the ideal tends. For it, the mystic evolution, not the right only justified, what we call evil also justified. Forth from their masks, no matter what, from the huge festering trunk, from craft and guile and tears, health to emerge, and joy, joy universal. Out of the bulk, the morbid, and the shallow, out of the bad majority, the very countless frauds of men and states, electric, antiseptic, yet cleaving, suffusing all. Only the good is universal. Over the mountain growths, disease and sorrow, an uncaught bird is ever hovering, hovering, high in the purer, happier air. From imperfection's murkiest cloud, darts always forth one ray of perfect light, one flash of heaven's glory. To fashions, customs, discord, to the mad babble din, the deafening orgies, soothing each lull a strain is heard, just heard, from some far shore the final chorus sounding. Oh, the blessed eyes, the happy hearts that see, that know the guiding thread so fine along the mighty labyrinth. And now, America, for the scheme's culmination, its thought and its reality, for these, not for thyself, thou hast arrived. Thou too surroundest all, embracing, carrying, welcoming all, thou too by pathways broad and new, to the ideal tendest. The measured faiths of other lands, the grandeurs of the past, are not for thee, but grandeurs of thine own. Deific faiths and amplitudes, absorbing, comprehending all eligible to all. All for immortality, love like the light silently wrapping all. Nature's amelioration, blessing all. The blossoms, fruits of ages, orchards divine and certain, forms, objects, growths, humanities, the spiritual images ripening. Give me, O God, to sing that thought. Give me, give her or her I love this quenchless faith. In thy ensemble, whatever else withheld, withhold not from us. Belief and plan of thee enclosed in time and space. Health, peace, salvation, universal. Is it a dream? Nay, but the lack of it, the dream. And failing it, life's lore and wealth a dream, and all the world a dream. To you, wherever you are, I fear you are walking the walks of dreams. I fear these supposed realities are to melt from under your feet and hands. Even now your features, joys, speech, house, trade, manners, troubles, follies, costume, crimes, dissipate away from you. Your true soul and body appear before me. They stand forth out of affairs, out of commerce, shops, work, farms, clothes, the house, buying, selling, eating, drinking, suffering. Dying. Whoever you are, now I place my hand upon you, that you may be my poem. I whisper with my lips close to your ear. I have loved many women and men, but I love none better than you. Oh, I have been dilatory and dumb. I should have made my way straight to you long ago. I should have blabbed nothing to you. I should have chanted nothing but you. I will leave all and come and make the hymns of you. None has understood you, but I understand you. None has done justice to you. You have not done justice to yourself. None but has found you perfect. I only find no imperfection in you. None but would subordinate you. I only am he who will never consent to subordinate you. I only am he who places over you no master, owner, better, God, beyond what waits intrinsically in yourself. Painters have painted their swarming groups and center figure of all, from the head of the center figure, spreading a nimbus of gold-colored light. But I paint myriads of heads, but paint no head without its nimbus of gold-colored light. From my hand, from the brain of every man and woman, it streams, effulgently, flowing forever. Oh, I could sing such grandeurs and glories about you. You have not known what you are. You have slumbered upon yourself all your life. Your eyelids have been the same as closed most of the time. What you have done returns already in mockeries. Your thrift, knowledge, prayers, if they do not return in mockeries, what is their return? The mockeries are not you. Underneath them and within them I see you lurk. I pursue you where none else has pursued you. Silence, the desk, the flippant expression, the night, the accustomed routine. If these conceal you from others or from yourself, they do not conceal you from me. The shaved face, the unsteady eye, the impure complexion, if these balk others, they do not balk me. The pert apparel, the deformed attitude, drunkenness, greed, premature death, all these I part aside. There is no endowment in man or woman that is not tallied in you. There is no virtue, no beauty in man or woman, but as good as in you. No pluck, no endurance in others, but as good as in you. No pleasure waiting for others, but an equal pleasure waits for you. As for me, I give nothing to anyone, except I give the light carefully to you. I sing the songs of the glory of none, not God, sooner than I sing the songs of the glory of you. Whoever you are, claim your own at any hazard. These shows of the east and west are tame compared to you. These immense meadows, these interminable rivers, you are immense and interminable as they. These furies, elements, storms, motions of nature, throes of apparent dissolution, you are he or she who is master or mistress over them, master or mistress in your own right, over nature, elements, pain, passion, dissolution. The hopples fall from your ankles. You find an unfailing sufficiency, old or young, male or female, rude, low, rejected by the rest. Whatever you are promulges itself through birth, life, death, burial. Means are provided. Nothing is scanted. Through angers, losses, ambition, ignorance, and we, what you are, picks its way. France, the 18th year of these states. A great year and place. A harsh, discordant natal scream outsounding to touch the mother's heart closer than any yet. I walked the shores of my eastern sea, heard over the waves the little voice, saw the divine infant where she woke mournfully wailing amid the roar of the cannon, curses, shouts, crash of falling buildings, was not so sick from the blood in the gutters running, nor from the single corpses, nor those in heaps, nor those borne away in the tumbrils, was not so desperate at the battues of death, was not so shocked at the repeated fusillades of the guns. Pale, silent, stern, what could I say to that long accrued retribution? Could I wish humanity different? Could I wish the people made of wood or stone? Or that there be no justice in destiny or time? O liberty, O mate for me. Here too the blaze, the grape shot, and the axe, in reserve to fetch them out in a case of need. Here too, though long repressed, can never be destroyed. Here too could rise at last murdering and ecstatic, here too demanding full arrears of vengeance. Hence I sign this salute over the sea, and I do not deny that terrible red birth and baptism, but remember the little voice that I heard wailing, and wait with perfect trust, no matter how long. And from today, sad and cogent, I maintain the bequeathed cause, as for all lands, and I send these words to Paris with my love, and I guess some chansonniers there will understand them, for I guess there is latent music yet in France, floods of it. Oh, I hear already the bustle of instruments. They will soon be drowning all that would interrupt them. Oh, I think the east wind brings a triumphal and free march. It reaches hither. It swells me to joyful madness. I will run transpose it in words to justify. I will yet sing a song for you, ma femme. Myself and mine. Myself and mine, gymnastic forever, to stand the cold or heat, to take good aim with a gun, to sail a boat, to manage horses, to beget superb children, to speak readily and clearly, to feel at home among common people, and to hold our own in terrible positions on land and sea. Not for an embroiderer. There will always be plenty of embroiderers. I welcome them also. But for the fiber of things and for inherent men and women. Not to chisel ornaments, but to chisel with free stroke the heads and limbs of plenteous supreme gods, that the states may realize them walking and talking. Let me have my own way. Let others promulge the laws. I will make no account of the laws. Let others praise eminent men and hold up peace. I hold up agitation and conflict. I praise no eminent man. I rebuke to his face the one that was thought most worthy. Who are you? And what are you secretly guilty of? All your life? Will you turn aside all your life? Will you grub and chatter all your life? And who are you, blabbing by row, years, pages, languages, reminiscences, unwitting today that you do not know how to speak properly a single word? Let others finish specimens. I never finish specimens. I start them by exhaustless laws as nature does, fresh and modern, continually. I give nothing as duties. What others give as duties, I give as living impulses. Shall I give the heart's action as a duty? Let others dispose of questions. I dispose of nothing. I arouse unanswerable questions. Who are they I see and touch, and what about them? What about these likes of myself that draw me so close by tender directions and indirections? I call to the world to distrust the accounts of my friends, but listen to my enemies, as I myself do. I charge you forever reject those who would expound me, for I cannot expound myself. I charge that there be no theory or school founded out of me. I charge you to leave all free, as I have left all free. after me, Vista. Oh, I see life is not short, but immeasurably long. I henceforth tread the world chaste, temperate, an early riser, a steady grower. Every hour the semen of centuries, and still of centuries. I must follow up these continual lessons of the air, water, earth. I perceive I have no time to lose. Year of Meteors. Year of Meteors, brooding year. I would bind in words retrospective some of your deeds and signs. I would sing your contest for the 19th presidential. I would sing how an old man, tall, with white hair, mounted the scaffold in Virginia. I was at hand, silent. I stood with teeth shut close. I watched. I stood very near you, old man, when cool and indifferent, but trembling with age, your unhealed wounds you mounted and scaffold. I would sing in my copious song your census returns of the states, the tables of population and products. I would sing of your ships and their cargoes, the proud black ships of Manhattan arriving, some filled with immigrants, some with the isthmus, with cargoes of gold. Songs thereof would I sing to all that hithward comes would welcome give, and you would I sing, fair stripling, welcome to you from me, young Prince of England. Remember you surging Manhattan's crowds as you passed with your cortege of nobles. There in the crowd stood I, and singled you out with attachment. Nor forget I to sing of the wonder, the ship as she swam up my bay, well-shaped and stately, the Great Eastern swam up my bay. She was 600 feet long, her moving swiftly surrounded by myriads of small craft. I forget not to sing. Nor the comet that came unannounced out of the north flaring in heaven, nor the strange huge meteor procession dazzling and clear shooting over our heads. A moment long, it sailed its balls of unearthly light over our heads, then departed, dropped out in the night, and was gone. Of such, and fitful as they, I sing with gleams, from them would gleam and patch these chants, your chants, O year all mottled with evil and good, year of forebodings, year of comets and meteors transient and strange, lo, even here, one equally transient and strange, as I flit through you hastily, soon to fall and be gone. What is this chant? What am I myself but one of your meteors? With antecedents, with my fathers and mothers, and the accumulations of past ages, with all which, had it not been, I would not now be here as I am, with Egypt, India, Phoenicia, Greece, and Rome, with the Celt, the Scandinavian, the All, and the Saxon, with antique maritime ventures, laws, artisanship, wars and journeys, with the poet, the skull, the saga, the myth, and the oracle, with enthusiasts, with the troubadour, the crusader, and the monk, with those old continents whence we have come to this new continent, with the fading kingdoms and kings over there, with the fading religions and priests, with the small shores we look back to from our own large and present shores, with countless years drawing themselves onward and arrived at these years. You and me arrived, America arrived, and making this year. This year, sending itself ahead, countless years to come. Oh, but it is not the years. It is I. It is you. We touch all laws and tally all antecedents. We are the skull, the oracle, the monk, and the knight. We easily include them and more. We stand amid time beginningless and endless, and we stand amid evil and good. All swings around us. There is as much darkness as light. The very sun swings itself, and its systems of planets around us, its sun, and its again, all swing around us. As for me, torn, stormy, amid these vehement days, I have the idea of all, and am all, and believe in all. I believe materialism is true, and spiritualism is true. I reject no part. Have I forgotten any part, anything in the past? Come to me, whoever and whatever, till I give you recognition. I respect Assyria, China, Tetonia, and the Hebrews. I adopt each theory, myth, god, and demigod. I see that the old accounts, Bibles, genealogies are true, without exception. I assert that all past days are what they must have been, and that they could, no, have been better than they were, and that today is what it must be, and that America is, and that today in America could nohow be better than they are. In the name of these states, and in your and my name, the past, and in the name of these states, and in your and my name, the present time. I know that the past was great, and the future will be great. And I know they're both curiously conjoint in the present time. For the sake of him I typify, for the common average man's sake, your sake if you are he, and that where I am or you are this present day, there is the center of all days, all races, and there is the meaning to us of all that has ever come of races and days, or will ever come. Thank you for listening to Sleepy. Good night.